Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. On this Reformation celebration day, we're offered a lot to talk about. We can talk about the solas, grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone. We can talk about Ephesians chapter 2, we are saved by grace through faith. We can talk about law versus gospel or law and gospel. We can talk about the two natures of Christ. We could talk about the two realms, the two kingdoms. We could pick any one of those. I think our gospel lesson really speaks well to the celebration of the Reformation. If we look at our gospel reading, if you have it in front of you, Luke chapter 18, the Pharisee and the tax collector. It's a story that Jesus tells, as Luke did last week when he talked about why Jesus was telling the parable. He says again why he's telling this parable, because there were some that he was talking to who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. It was pretty standard operating procedure for a lot of people. They trusted in themselves that they'd done everything right, that they'd kept all the laws, that they'd somehow figured out how to live sin-free, or at the very least, sin-light, and treated others who were not so with contempt. And we could say, as Jesus does, that he's pointing it out particularly at the Pharisees, those who thought that they had followed all of the rules, even the ones that God hadn't established, but they had. For Luther, we could point to the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, that had all of the rules and regulations set up to govern the people and how they were to behave and how you were to get into heaven by following all of the different rules and procedures. Or we could look at ourselves, which we probably ought to, and how we sometimes still live, as Luke says, trusting in ourselves that we are righteous, that we somehow have figured out how to live without fault, or at the very least, again, fault light, that our sins are not so bad, that the sins of others are much worse than ours, and we can take up that cross, that banner, and we can parade around thinking that we've got it all figured out. And the Lutheran Church sometimes does that. Surprise, surprise. Human beings, sinful as we are, sometimes think we've got it all figured out and everybody else is just plain wrong. Or at least not as right as we are. So this is what the Reformation is all about. Yes, it was about politics. Yes, it was about money. Yes, it was about religion. Yes, it was about scripture. But it really was about figuring out who Jesus really is for you, for me. Because if we believe, as Luke points out, and as Jesus talks about, and as Luther pointed out, and as the Roman Catholic Church does, and as we as sinful people do, if we believe that we are righteous all by ourselves, if we are righteous because of the things that we've done or the good works that we do, as the Pharisee says, I fast twice a week. Wow. I give tithes of all that I have. Impressive. We might even give that guy a plaque somewhere. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Fasting twice a week? You only are supposed to fast once, but he fasts twice. So he's really righteous. and he tithes. He gives a 10% of all that he has. Again, impressive by any standards. The Pharisee trusted in himself. Standing by himself, it says, he prayed, "I thank you that I'm not like these other men." Remember, I've mentioned those people in the past? Well, this is where it comes up again. See, for the Pharisee, there were those people, those sinners, those awful extortioners, unjust adulterers, or even like this tax collector who has the nerve to come into the temple the same day I do, me who fast twice a week, who tithes of all that I have, and this sinner thinks he can just come into the temple at any time? Again, let's not be too hasty. Let's look once again at ourselves. What is our view of those people? Of those that are more sinful than ourselves? Those who say they're spiritual but not religious? Those who struggle with addiction or something else? We have lots of those people in our lives. The problem is when we look at the rules and regulations, we discover that we indeed are those people. No matter how righteous we think we are, no matter how much we have figured out, no matter how much we fast or how much we give, we are all those people. Jesus says that the tax collector, standing far off, notice the difference. The Pharisee standing by himself, the tax collector standing far off. He wouldn't even look up, wouldn't even lift his eyes to heaven. "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." That's all his prayer was. "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And Jesus says, "I tell you that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other." In other words, the one who thought he had it all figured out, the one who fasted twice a week, the one who thought he was righteous in all that he did, he is not justified because he thinks he's got it all figured out himself. He doesn't really need God. He certainly doesn't need Jesus. But this tax collector, one of those people, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Grace alone, faith alone, no works of righteousness, no fasting, tithing, none of that. Luther would say, none of the feasts and festivals, no matter how many masses or indulgences you buy, it's none of that. Doesn't amount to a hill of beans, as my grandpa used to say. I always wondered what a hill of beans looked like. I knew what beans looked like, but a whole hill of them? It's a lot of beans. But no matter what you do, it doesn't amount to one. Ephesians chapter 2, one of the rallying cries of the Reformation. Remember the prayer of the tax collector, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, "But God, being rich in mercy," God, be merciful to me, "because of the great love with which he loved us, as Reese said, just because he wanted to. Not because we've earned it or figured it out, just because he wanted to. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, not by anything that you've done, not by works, not by following the rules, not by fasting twice a week, not by tithing, not by any of these things that we think are so important. It is by God's grace and his will that we are saved. He raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. And here it is: for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. It is by grace, by God's mercy, not by anything that we've done, not by anything we could do, but by what Christ has done for us on the cross. His life, death, and resurrection is the way in which God poured out his mercy on us, his grace on us, so that our faith opens up hands that are empty to receive all that God has given, as Paul says, immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness in Christ. By faith we receive those gifts. So the Reformation was about a lot of things. But most importantly, it was about what Jesus has done for you. How God has had mercy on you. How his grace is a gift to you. And how that faith that he has given you receives those gifts and makes them yours in Christ, so that you are his in Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and into eternity. Amen. Now, Reformation Day.